1. Have you taken any steps so far to start this project?
Yes, I have. I have a group of friends, we work and learn together, and we're working on ELTS to get the highest score, at least 8.0. That's why I'm here right now to take the ELTS test.
2. Why do many people invest a lot of effort to make more and more money?
I think that nowadays people are really materialistic, and they want to make as much money as possible so that they can buy luxury items like penthouses, mansions, or convertible cars. Honestly, I want to support my family and have a better life, so I will make any effort to achieve it.
2. Is this always good?
It's most of the time. Because they can have more money and lead a luxurious life. It depends on the way people think.
3. How have money-making opportunities changed from one generation to the next?
This is a tricky question. During my parents' time, people used to invest money in land and businesses. Nowadays, people invest their money in new investments like cryptocurrencies, and stocks, and make money online.
4. What new opportunities may be available in the future to make more money?
I think that we should invest in and control resources like fresh water or air because the human population is increasing and the resources are decreasing.
5. Some people feel that it is important to save as much money as possible. Is this a good idea?
Saving money is a great idea because we can buy a house, accumulate funds for our retirement, or purchase a vehicle. We can secure your future.
6. What does it mean to have financial freedom?
Financial freedom usually means having enough savings, financial investments, and cash on hand to afford the kind of life we desire for ourselves and our families.
7. What are ways that people achieve financial freedom?
There are several ways to have financial freedom, like having a successful business, sufficient savings, or being lucky enough to win the lottery.
8. If a person has reached financial freedom, what is a good way to invest their time afterward?
Once a person gains their financial freedom, they can do whatever they want. But I think it's better to be a philanthropist to help people in need and nature or find a charity to empower people to lead a healthy or successful life.